Episode 26. Every moment counts when conflict is raging, and there's no better moment to learn how to pause time than right now in this episode of the Leading Chaos Podcast. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We are sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos successfully and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Wincoller. Welcome to the show. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. If you are a regular subscriber to the Leading Chaos Podcast, I so appreciate that. And if you're new and you've never heard this podcast before, well, we talk about chaos in the form of making it manageable and bringing safety into the world, our world, and those surrounding us. And it's a very specific skill that I teach in a training model called response training programs. And I have a specific protocol, which is the response protocol that I teach to people who are learning how to manage very volatile situations safely. And safety is a key word, and boy, it's a touchstone for me. So we always put safety first, and specifically when we're leading chaos. And that is a whole bevy of skills involved in there that I love sharing on this podcast. So welcome to the show, and let's get started. The way we realize it, pausing time, is by really intuitively bringing in both our ability to maintain self-control, which is a mental process, but also the ability to maintain our physical presence and use that to project to others a state of well-being. That is leading chaos, and that's how you create a pause in time. And so I want to go back to what this ongoing series is about, the Leading Chaos Story, where I am reading directly out of my book. In this episode, I want to go right to a scene that actually happened to me. It's called Self-Control at a Car Accident, and that's on page 48 of my book again, which is called Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. The events of that experience will forever be etched in my memory because it was a powerful moment where I realized just how important the pause is and how I can create a pause in time. What happened was I was one of the first medical responders at a scene of a two-car accident. One had an intoxicated driver, another adult, and a small child, maybe an infant, as I recall. And then the other car was filled with four Chinese exchange students who were in deep shock. One guy, unfortunately, had a broken femur. That's the upper leg, the bone in the upper leg. And they were having difficulty speaking English because they're all in such deep shock, and their car was on fire. Luckily, there was all these good Samaritans who had arrived from, you know, the local homes and stuff and pulled people out, so nobody was actually stuck in the car. When I arrived, I was a first professional emergency medical responder. And so I arrived, and I'm holding my jump kit, and instead of just running up, I stopped and I paused in the field and I took in the scene and made an assessment of my next steps. That is critical. That moment where I stopped and just stood still, embracing stillness, was a key factor. I went around and started checking in with each of the Good Samaritans. And indeed, the ambulances were on their way, as far as I could tell. And it took about 10 minutes. And in between that time, I was continually checking in and going back and making sure people had supplies and passing out supplies. And eventually the ambulance came and folks did get transported to the emergency room. Then, of course, after any scene, you kind of go to the side, as I did, and I just kind of collapsed and just sat there. And I was sitting alone. And then what happened is one by one, all the Good Samaritans who had been involved in that scene started coming over and sitting next to me. And it was an amazing experience because really they were the ones who needed the credit for doing what they did, but instead they were all thanking me. And they were thanking me because by seeing me stop at that first moment and just slow down time for everyone, they felt reassured. It provided leadership. It led the chaos. And it gave them something to hold on to. I became their anchor. And they had a belief that it was going to be okay. Whew. That was powerful for me. I know it was powerful for them. And it was really unexpected for me that they were the ones that were thanking me. I thought, this isn't right. But it was a pause in time. And since that time, I've been trying to develop and use this not only as an EMT, but during a crisis situation. And that is the key. So let's start peeling that away and how you could begin practicing that now. You could do it, of course, through the pause at the doorway. You should practice that whenever you can, when you feel okay, just see what that does. But then also start incorporating your physical presence and how you're standing. Let's look at that. Creating a pause in time requires the ability to remain in stillness. And that is a physical stance, a stance of stillness. Your feet have even weight. You're not leaning to the left nor the right. You're also neither leaning forward nor back. If you're leaning forward, that could often project to a person, the listener or the people in the room, a reactive approach versus staying in a very still and centered position. Your hands should be kept at your waist and about, you know, approximately a little bit further out from your body, not held in tightly. And your hand should be open palmed. That's really critical too. Your shoulders, what I'd like you to do before I say what you should do, I want you to just kind of listen to my voice and you could do it along with me. Let's roll our shoulders forward. And what happens there, I'm kind of compressing my lungs a little bit. If I roll my shoulders back, all of a sudden my voice is more open and it projects an openness, a willingness versus disinterest or holding in. So our physical stance, there's so much going on there. And what I want to do, if I'm going to create that pause in time, I want to be able to walk into any given situation and not accelerate up. That requires a self-control that we're talking about last week and throughout this ongoing series. Easy to say, not so easy to do, but that's why we're doing this together. Because in time and a little bit of practice, we get there. Remember, don't be afraid to make mistakes. That is the beauty of being human. We make mistakes. We can't be perfect. We do our best. And if you go in with that attitude, then the mistakes will just, they'll just fluff off your shoulder, just like water off a duck's back, right? So that's what we're looking for. So that creating that pause in time is creating that physical stillness. It doesn't mean that you just kind of stand there like a beam in the middle of the room. You want to be engaging. You want to make indirect eye contact with people and not steer them down. Again, this is so hard to do because we get emotionally tied in, but the goal is to act and not react, not allow our emotions to guide us at that moment when we're leading chaos. And that creates an anchor for others to hold on to when their world is topsy-turvy and upside down. When people see one person, as I was during that car accident, moving slowly, moving with purpose, and not getting thrown off by what was going on with me, that not only helped me, but it helped everyone else. It helped them pause time. And so there is so much that we could do, sometimes without saying anything. So much we could do without saying anything. And that's really the beauty, again, of all this. It is as much for us as it is for everyone else. It's all called role modeling. Creating that little pause in time, it's something that I use quite often. I like to do it when I'm doing a role play with somebody or trying to do that when I'm in an actual conflict, is to hold back my thoughts, hold back my words, and give that person a little bit of space to vent. Because sometimes listening is the biggest gift you could give someone. Let them vent, have that stillness. And if they keep on needing to talk, you know that you're not going to really get your point across anyway. So, you know, what do you got to lose there? And just creating that space for the conflict to move. Keep conflict, that thought, that conflict is an action, and give it an action to do. In the next week's episode, I want to talk a little bit about words. We have creating the pause in time through our pause and our exhale, through our physical stillness, and then the next step is doing it with our words. What do we say there? That also creates a pause in time for the people that we're hopefully going to work with and communicate with. That is a real treasure and something like I will delve right in with you next week. Meanwhile, a little bit of homework for you is to practice your stance and see what that feels like. You could practice the pause within the doorway, and then also notice on how you're standing. It's not just merely standing in the doorway, but notice how you are actually standing. Sometimes we don't even realize that we're off-centered, that we're leaning forward, that we're presenting ourselves in a defensive manner that is not conducive to violence. So notice how you stand. And also, watch how others stand too. Watch that. That's kind of picking up on basic social cues, is if you're engaged in a conversation with somebody, you could tell when they're really interested. And you could also tell when they're not. So have a little bit of fun with that. Don't take it too seriously. Always have fun with it. And keep on practicing. We're going to roll out of this show right now. And I want to just say thank you for spending a little bit of time with me. Please do go to iTunes and subscribe if you haven't yet. And leave a review and rating. I could really use some, and I'd really appreciate that. If you're getting something out of this podcast, that would be a great thing to say thank you. This is Rhea Wincoller signing off for now. Do be kind, do be safe, and practice your stance of stillness. Ciao for now.